So are you here in Jan's place, Cynthia?
Okay, we can start the meeting now, Glenda.
Okay, I'm calling the meeting to order. We're going to skip introductions since we all know each other. Unless there's somebody in the public that wants to be introduced, and I don't think we have any.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mike on now?
Glenda?
Yeah?
We do have an alternate member from the city council who is not here right now, but it's Jan Kaplan. He's the alternate, and that's what Dietmar just asked about. So.
Oh. And he's not going to be, or he is planned to be?
He cannot be here today.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Then I guess the next item are the approval of the minutes. And we have three sets. Is that right, Linda?
That is correct.
Dietmar, do you want to do the move to approve on these?
I guess I will, yeah. How many voting members do we have on the screen today?
I think it's Cynthia, you and me.
That's correct.
Martin isn't a voting member, are you?
Okay, I'll move to approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second that.
Okay, is this for March 3rd or for all three sets?
I'll just do all three.
Good idea. Cynthia, do you second all three sets?
Second all three sets.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Glenda?
Now we go to the, yes?
I'd like to add an agenda item, totally forgot to add in the elections. We need to do that right now. So in order to do that, the committee will have to make a motion to accept that change, and then we can talk about the elections.
Yeah, I wondered why that wasn't on the agenda, Michael. That usually happens first of the year, yeah.
What election?
The chair and vice chair.
Oh.
So I'll move to add an agenda item for elections of officers.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, normally we do the election this time here of the chair and the vice chair. So, currently, that's Glenda is the chair. I'm not sure who the vice chair is. Is that Dietmar?
I don't
know. Dietmar? All right. Anyway, that's...
I think it was.
That'll be up to you guys. We're just putting this on the table so you guys can decide who's going to be chair and vice chair again.
Is that the first item of business that we're going to do then?
I think he wanted to do it and get it out of the way.
Yeah, I'll nominate Glenda again to be chair of the committee. He loves his job, so I don't see any problem with that.
She's good.
I don't know if I go so far as to say love.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I'll nominate Dietmar as vice chair. Or Cynthia, do you want to do it? Do you want to fight for it?
I don't care, Cynthia. If you want to do it, that'd be fine with me.
I'm still learning, so I'm perfectly to have Dietmar be the vice chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I just nominate, the chair nominates Dietmar as vice chair.
I'll second that too.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Mike, it's all done.
All right, great. I'm glad that's a little bit stuff out of the way. The next item is going to be the Marino and Company contract discussion. Do you want me to just dive into
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes, that's quite a little bombshell, I have to say.
Yeah, we were a little surprised also.
Has everybody read this? Have you all read this background and the letter that they sent?
Yes.
Mike, I was wondering, could you sort of fill in, you know, what was left out of the letter? You know, just what your thoughts are of why they sent this letter and... What do you think it's due to?
Well, the reason they gave us is basically laid out in the letter that they gave us. They want to move away from muni audits and be selective in what they've done. I've talked to a couple of my other friends that have contracts with them currently, and they've got the same letter. So they're just, they're wanting to move into a different direction. So, yeah, I was disappointed when I got it. I'm sure you guys were too. So, you know, and Steve and I feel that they've really kind of pulled away and now that they've made that decision. So that's why we're worried about, that's why we put down in there that we're, if we extend it, and we can have them do it, they said they'd honor it. However, you know, as I said, they wanted to increase the cost. And I went, no, they can't do that. They got a contract. But anyway.
And if we have to go out in a year from now anyway, I think we just ought to do it now because I think their heart's not in this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, yeah. And can we go back to the previous person we have to go after contract?
Well, that's why I gave you all those options.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We should never have changed.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
that's my feelings too. But you know, I'm okay with where we went. But you know, I'll talk off record. Then I'll give you my real thoughts. Anyway, we can piggyback off of the City of Albany's contract if we like. So that's one. That's why I gave you the
options. I don't understand that at all. This business of using cooperative language on another muni audit. What the hell does that mean?
It's a tool that Oregon statutes give us, where somebody can set up, do the paperwork or do all the legwork, the RFP, and then we can follow that cooperative language, as they call it. We just affectionately call it piggybacking, off of their contract. So it's just a tool we can use.
Off of their contract with their auditor?
It won't be the same. We have to negotiate it. It won't be the same contract, but it'll be the same umbrella, but we have to negotiate our own contract.
I don't like it. I don't like it, and I don't understand it.
Okay. Yeah, how's Marina involved in this then? Marina's totally out?
It's up to us. It's up to the committee. Do you want us to stay with them and force them to follow their contract?
No. Well, unless the rest of you guys want to stay with them. And if we do stay with them, they have to follow their contract. I mean,
you know, I have a concern. Still being new to the committee and the world of finance here, I have reservations about changing our auditors at a time when we're changing our financial director. That would be Mike.
Right, Glenda, you didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
Cynthia, let me drop a bombshell on her real quick. I have accepted the finance director position for the City of Philomath. So February 11th will be my last day, and I'll be over there from then on. So, yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be Steve, probably going to step in. Once Spencer makes his decision on where he's going. But he's still going to have his feet, a lot to do. I mean, to do an RFP is going to be a lot of work, plus all the other stuff that's going on there. And
as an emergency, can we avoid the RFP process and go back to the previous provider?
Well, I was just going to interject here to explain, Glenda, how the piggyback or the cooperative agreement works in the state of Oregon. So the deal is we would have our own contract. What it does is like using a state contract where you don't have to go out and do the RFP and all the waiting and all that. That's just it simplifies the ability to use a contract that another organization has done all the groundwork, but we would still have our own individual contract with the auditors.
But would it be then with Albany's auditors?
Yes, which we are just, our old
are we just,
audit company.
Oh, that's our old firm?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
What's the name? What's the old firm?
Cynthia, to give you some background. To give you some background, we switched auditors about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and Marina has been auditing us for about a year, year and a half.
Well, this is the second year. Yeah, this is the second financial statement they've audited.
Yeah, before that, we were with Bolt, is it?
Mm-hmm.
For about how long were we with them? 10 years? 5 years? And so they're very familiar with our city, Cynthia. So trying to, we're not necessarily switching auditors or getting new people in here. We go back to the people that did it before.
And that's familiar with it. So if we do this, cooperative language under another audit, we can actually just go to their auditor who happens to be our old auditor. Am I getting this right now?
Yep.
Correct.
And we can do that without going through a proposal process.
Will they want us?
I think they weren't happy that we switched. I know that. Yeah, they were pretty gung-ho about keeping going with us. So,
and yeah, they may be angry with us for having gone, though.
No, Brad. No, they're still good friends. Brad and I talk a lot, so and we don't talk about work. It's usually fun stuff. So, no, he's not upset. He understands this. That's normal for them. So he's not upset.
So Mike, just sort of following up on that. Have you actually talked with Bolt about that possibility that they'd be willing to do that, though?
I have talked to him. Yes, I have. But it's like I can't go anywhere forward until the committee tells us which way we should go. Now, I don't know what
Well, you could at least ask him if he would be willing to do it, I would have thought. But anyway.
We can start the negotiating part of it. We just have to follow the rules of, I've never really piggybacked. So it'd be something Linda gets to learn and show us how to do.
Does this then have to go back to council, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, it will be still, it'll still be a contract. Cynthia?
Yeah, I have a question. Can Steve tell us what his opinion might be? Would that be appropriate now?
Sure, why not?
Did you have any? Steve, let's hear your side here. What do you think?
Well, I kind of like the idea of going back to Bolt and piggyback off of Albany's contract.
And you know, there's other places where we could also do. Marion County, they're with Moss Adams. I don't know if we could afford Moss Adams, but there's a lot of opportunities out there of piggybacks. Everybody that has a decent purchasing coordinator puts that cooperative language in their RFP, so things like this can happen. Every time we do an RFP, at least in my department, I'll put that cooperative language in it so people can, I've done the work for them and they can pile on. In the finance director world in Oregon, we don't mind, as we call it, helping each other by,
helping each other by piggybacking.
Yeah, we like to plagiarize and help each other, so we don't mind it.
Well, I don't know if the chair can make a motion, but I personally think the piggyback thing and going with since Albany's auditors are our old auditors, I am really comfortable with doing this piggyback method if it means that we can use our old auditors.
I think the chair should entertain motions. I don't know that.
I'll entertain that motion. Do either of you want to make it?
I'll make that motion, Glenda, and we piggyback onto the Albany contract and see if we can get both.
No guarantees that you're going to get them. They may be overbooked, so you got to leave it a little bit. Give us some latitude to do some research. We don't need a motion. We just need direction. That's which way you want us to go. Do you want us to make them honor their contract? Do you want us to go out with an RFP, or do you want us to use cooperative language? Give us a little bit of latitude. Don't lock us into
something. I think if they want out, let's get them out. The sooner the better.
Yes.
And then yes. try to figure out if we go with Bolt again through the city process. I would go for that too, Glenda. And, you know, and I agree with you on that. That's a familiar face. They know our books and they know our systems, and
yep,
they can step into it day one where somebody else might have a steep learning curve.
You mentioned these other firms that do municipal audits. One of them, by the way, was a fellow graduate with me at the University of Oregon in 1964, and I'm sure that he is no longer, he's probably long retired, and that's Roger Carvola.
Oh, yeah.
And besides that, that firm, they do Depot Bay, and I figure anybody that was mixed up in that mess in Depot Bay, I wouldn't want to be dealing with. So I don't know. I'd rather stay with Bolt Carlisle that we know, and I hope to God that they will do this.
Right.
You think it's too late to get on their list?
That's why we need to kind of go now. We got to get on somebody's list. Once April 15th rolls around, they are starting to set their audit.
Yeah,
year.
I know.
And then once we get in late, we won't be done by December 15th.
Well, if we would prefer to go with Albany's because that is Bolt Carlisle,
mm-hmm.
and if we say that's what we want to do, and they are not available, then should we go? Do you think we should go out with an RFP? Do we look for some other city and piggyback off of them with somebody else?
Why don't you let us do this? We'll go out, and we're going to have to meet here probably in the next 2-3 weeks when you get back, Glenda, and I'll just zoom in from Philomath. And let us do some research.
I'm not leaving until for another week. I don't leave until a week from today.
Glenda, we're not done with the audit. We won't have the financials in time.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's what we look.
Well, yeah, but you can still be talking to other people.
Sure I can, but I can't talk to you guys individually. I have to talk to you as a group.
Okay.
So that's unfortunate. I mean, I wish I could do that, but I have to follow the rules. So give us some time to do a little bit of research, see who's out there. I know Ball's there. I know Marion County's there. I'll see who's doing Grove. I mean, those are the top three that I would go after. The other on the list are not any of my favorites. When Eisler, when they interviewed with us, they showed up a half an hour late. That was way back when we got Marina's. I think it's when we were doing the Bolt Carlisle. So, and at that time, Eisler and company had the county, and they know better. You don't leave 2 hours before an interview if you're coming from Eugene in the middle of the day. So that's they were late. So anyway, give
so
us.
So if in your negotiations with Bolt, if they say, well, yeah, we do it, but we want a firm commitment for 5 years, I wouldn't be opposed to that either, you know. So I don't know how far we can go.
I don't know if we can do that under a piggyback.
Yeah, I don't know either. But if it were me, I would want some kind of a long-range commitment if I'm going to step into it on this late.
Well, knowing the purchasing coordinator for the city of Albany, she probably put 3 years with 2 years, 2 1-year extensions. That's how she always does things. We can still piggyback off of that and get, it'd be 3 and 5, 3 and 2 anyway. That's normally what everybody puts in, Dietmar. Maybe we could negotiate a 5-year. That would, we could work it out.
Well, I'm just saying if you need some
Is Bolt Carlisle in their first year with Albany, or are they already in the middle of a longer term?
They went out, City of Albany went out just for best practices to see, just do like we did. You go out every 5 years or so to make sure you're, just best practice. And so Bolt's been there for, got to be 15 years. They started when I first started. Uh-oh. I'm trying to think when they began with the city. So they've been there a while.
You're not sure. No. You're not sure where they are in the middle of their contract life, are you?
It's their first year, Glenda. I know that.
Oh, it is. Oh, well, then at the perfect time. Oh, yeah, you just got to knock those guys on the head at Bolt Carlisle and make sure they come over here.
Well, Brad did caution me that there could be sticker shock just because everybody, you know, Marina, yeah, when they pull out, that opens up the door, that really opens up the RFP world and puts the competition out there. And the prices, yeah, could go up. That's the downside. I don't know how much. I mean, I don't know how much Marino and Company was going to try and increase their contract.
Yeah, they didn't give you any hint about how much they wanted if they stayed another year.
They did not give me a price tag, but they did give me a note that they had to write off $46,000. And I went, well, you know, I'm not the one.
Well, that's standard rate. That's standard rates. Don't. Everybody's standards rates are like triple what they really get.
Yeah.
They said they had to write $46,000 off on our first year contract.
They didn't tell me what they had to do it for, Dietmar. They just gave me a number. Yeah, I don't know what they were trying to do. So.
But they're the ones that gave us the number, and they are the ones that signed a contract, you know?
I can't remember now because I don't have it. What is the fee for the second year?
Oh, boy. I don't have that handy. I'd have to look it up and get back to you, Glenda.
It's 40-something, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that expensive.
Do you have any idea how much Brad Carlisle is going to want to do it? Are we talking like 60 instead of 40 or 50 instead of 40?
Glenda, I don't know. You're asking me to dig.
Take their $46,000 write-off as that is pie in the sky stuff.
Yeah.
Every accounting firm tells you their standard rates, and nobody gets them. That isn't what they settle for, and especially in a municipal audit, they're probably only getting 50% of their standard rates anyway.
Yeah. Well, as so, I said, all I need is direction, which way to go from y'all. Do we go back with Marina? Do we RFP or do we piggyback? Or I can't think what my other option
we're not is. Going back with Marina. We're not going back with Marina unless we can't get anybody else to do it.
Well, we got some research to do, and then we'll come back to you.
How long would the RFP process take, Mike?
Probably 2 months.
Yeah.
And then our audit is due in July, isn't it?
What? They need to begin in July, yes. June or July.
It is. Yeah.
But they plan their...
Because they have to have everything done by the end of the year. So, I mean, they have to start in July. So.
Well, they usually come... Didn't they use a Bolt Carlisle? They used to come in May to do interim stuff, didn't they, Mike?
June, usually.
June? Late May or June?
Yeah.
I'm used to different timing, even with June 30th audits. These timings just seem way too late to me. But,
it seems to be
standard in Oregon municipal audits.
It's not the muni audit rules. It's the GSA. It's the GASB rules that are killing us. They're killing them too.
Yeah.
I mean, when they just won't stop, and it keeps delaying our audits. It gets ridiculous. I remember it was probably 17, 18 years ago when I actually finished an audit on November 1st. And since then, since implementation of GASB 34, it's gone downhill ever since. I mean, it just goes further and further and it's just further. That's true. It's not the Muni standards. It's the freaking GASB standards. So we're not a private business. They want us to be a private business. We're not. Now, I'm going to get off my soapbox because I can go on forever about the GASBs. Anyway, I'm going to leave it in committee hands.
Okay. How come you didn't call me and tell me you were leaving, Mike?
Oh, I don't know, Glenda. I really toyed with it, but I'll talk to you later. Well,
hey,
we're going to go with option two, and we will come back to the committee at our next meeting and let you know where we are.
Okay. All right.
When is that going to be, Mike? The next meeting?
No, we're not going to meet on February 7th. That's scratched. So that's going to be for the...
Well, you can do it without a chair. You know, Dietmar can chair.
But we'd rather have the chair.
That only leaves two people voting, Glenda, and that's not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, we can't even hold it.
Okay.
Okay. So it's all.
I'll be back in town on the 17th.
Right. That's
Let's do it after you get back. Right after you get back, Glenda.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll schedule something, huh?
That's the plan.
I think the sooner the better, Mike.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it has to be quick.
Yep. They have until 5:00 today for us to finish things. I think we've got the URA done. I haven't even looked at the city yet, so I got to go finish that. So Linda asked me if has an extension been filed for the next month. And the answer is no. Because we possibly could finish today, but I've got some stuff I've got to dig out of my desk or out of the archives and get it to them to finish off the audit. So they can file tomorrow if they need to. The state's really lax on that. Anyway, I think we're going to scratch number 4.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'd scratch number 4 right now.
We don't need to do that today because we don't have any financial statements to present to the council anyway.
Right, right. No worries. So anyway, the audit goals.
I included the current year's audit committee goals in the last email I sent, so you can look at what we're
I haven't checked my email. Oh God, I didn't know that. I don't have them printed out.
Which ones are the goals?
I'll go over them.
Yeah, review them, Mike.
I can do that. All right, the ones that we've had in place. We need to change the title, Linda. You didn't know this. Comprehensive annual financial reports are now called annual comprehensive financial reports. They wanted to GASB 98. They want to change CAFR to ACFR just because of the Southern Africa. The CAFR. It's a long story. It's one of those derogatory, they want us to stop using it. So now we call it the ACFR. I think Steve always calls it, what do you call it, ACFR? CARF. I like Steve's CARF. That's from the private industry.
That's from the nonprofit sector.
Yeah. But anyway, the goals there, continue issuance of the comprehensive annual financial report, review and approve staff procedures to document internal controls with continuous review. Recommend that the city enter into contract with the state to provide transient room tax collection, enforcement, and auditing. Final is review and approve a popular annual financial report. So, we've met the first two. We continue the internal controls. I'm working on the transient room contract with the state. And the other one is the review and approve. That one's further down the road. So,
that's one that Martin brought up, and I think we ought to work on that. I mean, we just keep kicking that can down the road. I think it's a really good idea, but it's a lot of work for you, Mike. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of work. We got a lot to do with the comprehensive annual report. That is another report that's an extension of that report. So you have to finish one before you can do the next. So, and usually when we finish this stuff, Dietmar, we're running right into budget. That's what we're doing right now. We always run into budget. There is no break in the action. So another way that we did it in Albany is we hired another person to do that. So that's not on my list.
So that one.
Yeah. So there's that's how we did it in Albany. We had an extra person that did all the miscellaneous reports. But anyway,
thanks, Ben.
Hey Martin, how do you think we ought to get this done? Are you there, Martin?
I'm here. Glenda frankly hasn't been too enthused about that. So, I got better things to do myself. And so, I'm more interested in climate right now than that. So, as far as I'm concerned, we can sort of drop it.
You want to drop that off the goal?
Well, I'm no longer going to be pushing it because I got other things I want to work on. So,
okay.
I think we're going to have a lot of stuff to be working on too as a new finance director. And
yeah, he could have different goals. Or she.
Yes. So,
Okay, well.
Well, I'm going to miss you, Mike. I think you did a really good job, and I am sorry that you're leaving.
It's closer to home, Glenda.
I knew that was it. The commute was way shorter.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, we can't move Newport.
When I got married, my wife said, we're not going to get a place there, so you have to come home. So that's why I did it.
And you always do what your wife says, Mike?
Well, I'm not going to answer that on all the women are going yes. It's like no, I'm not going to answer that on in public.
Okay.
We can also revisit the goals at our next meeting when we're not. Yeah. Mike's got stuff he has to get done by 5:00, so.
Yeah, we can do that.
So how are we going to do that, Steve? Are you then going to create some goals for us to look at, or how are we going to approach that?
Well, these are supposed to be your goals, so.
I know, but I mean, usually we get some staff input.
Yeah, well, me and Steve can sit down and come up with some more goals, and present them.
No, I don't think we need any more goals.
Huh?
The audit committee's function is to deal with the auditors.
Oh,
that is their function.
I know, Miss Auditor, I know. I try to pass the buck now and then.
Anyway. Now things keep popping up that don't have anything to do with relationships with auditors.
I don't know about that one.
Like most of these goals that we have now, Mike, I mean, they were created by staff usually. I mean,
okay.
I don't think that the audit committee really said review and approve staff procedures to document internal controls and continuous review. That was not something that the audit committee came up with.
Well, then
that's something staff kind of recommended too.
No. I'm pretty set on internal control, so it could have been me that brought it up in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to stay there. That's going to be a continuous process.
Yeah, that has to stay there. Internal controls are part of the accounting function, and which leads up to the audit. So it's something that's important.
Yeah.
And the continuation and issuance insurance of a comprehensive annual financial report, we want to do that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we have to do that.
I recommend that the city enter a contract with the state to provide transit room tax collection, enforcement, and auditing. I mean, that's a goal that we haven't achieved yet. We might as well keep it.
Yeah, that needs to be on there.
And then
if we can do those three, that's
then great. We can drop number four. We can have those three as our goals for this next year.
Yeah.
That way we can put this goal thing behind us and we don't have to think about
it. Okay. I mean,
fine with me.
We can come up with some, but if you guys have any goals you would like us to follow, that would be okay.
I think one of my goals would be to have the present finance director not leave town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that do we have public comments? Martin, do you have anything that's like really
No, I need to finish up a job. I'm up here in Lincoln City, so I'm just going to exit now. Just
okay.
So anyways, we'll see everybody next meeting. Take care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Yeah, thanks for all your work, Mike. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, I think
Cynthia, comments? I don't have any more comments. I've made enough.
No, I'm fine. I have nothing else to say.
Okay, Dietmar?
Well, I'm just really concerned that the audit, our auditors left. I mean, that was a big shoe to drop, you know. And I mean, we went a long ways. The vote was very close when we picked Marina, and had I known that they were going to put this in before us, I would have never selected them.
Yeah.
Me either.
No, but you don't know that at the time. So,
right.
So it seems like they just dropped the ball on us very quickly. And
I haven't actually been super satisfied with their work either. So,
yeah, well, so yeah, Mike, if we can get, that'd be my suggestion, try to see if we can get both back on board. And if we have to commit to a 3-2, that's fine with me.
You know, I do have a comment. I saw that the letter from Marina came in, I believe, the 28th of December. And as a month later, we're talking about it. Is there not a way that when something comes up, which is kind of time sensitive like this, we can call a committee meeting with public notice? Because we could have been working on this maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is possible, should this ever come up again or something similar?
Yeah, no, that's fair. Next time
that's
we'll
a good
do
point.
That.
Easy for you to say, you're not going to be here. Hear that, Steve? You
yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Next meeting schedule, I guess we, as soon as we can figure out when, right after the 16th anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're shooting for, Glenda, when you get back. That way we can have it set up for the March 7th meeting, because the next meeting after you get back will be the March 7th. So,
do you think they'll actually have issued by then?
I hope they're done this week. I hope they're done today. I'm tired of this dragging out.
Hoping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope to God it's done today. I'm getting tired of it. Got too much to do. So.
Okay. When are you starting at Philomath?
Starting on the 15th.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, you're gonna call me after we're done with this, or tomorrow?
I'll call you in the next couple hours.
Give me do what you have to do by 5 and give me a call.
Yes, dear. I'll get it before 5.
Well, I'm just concerned about, you said you had a 5 o'clock deadline today.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of you.
Yes. Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Did anyone want to set a meeting date?
Right.
Well, I think he's waiting. You don't want to actually let Linda come up with a date as soon as
we know where
we
are.
Set up right now.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're kind of figuring when you get back, Linda will set something up.
Well, we can set it up now. I'll be back in Newport the night of the 16th, so.
And that's what, a Thursday?
It's a Wednesday, I think.
That's a Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't bring my calendar with me. Okay, so it'd be Thursday. There's no way we can get it in time.
I hate to say this, but on the 17th, I have to take my mother to her eye appointment at 3, and I just changed it from another time. So on the 17th, I could meet earlier than 2 o'clock.
What about the 24th or the 22nd?
I can do the 22nd, that's no problem. I can do the 24th too.
Either 22nd is fine with me, and the 24th would work too.
Cynthia?
He was leaving. Oh.
Yes, I think those are okay.
Okay.
22nd. As long as it's Zoom, I can do it.
Okay.
The sooner we do it is best, so the 22nd would be better than the 24th, probably.
Right. And then that way we make the March 4th or whatever the first meeting is in March. So,
yeah.
You want to do it at 2 o'clock?
2 to 4 again?
On the 22nd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I got it in my calendar.
And I will send out a invitation just so you guys have it with the Zoom and all that.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm adjourning the meeting, you guys. Officially, okay. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Are we off? Are we off?
Oh, it's still on Brandon's.
Pat, you want us to turn our little PC, our laptops off? Okay.